Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside Houston Texans long snapper John Weeks. My usual partner, Mark Vandermeer, is on vacation. Not that you're the backup plan by any stretch, but going to co-host the show with me today. We're going to follow you around a little bit.
Absolutely. It's going to be a fun day. I'm going to show you what a typical day for me looks like in the offseason.
Give us kind of a heads up what a typical day for not just any NFL player, but specifically a long snapper. What are you going to do for us today?
For me, basically what we're going to do, we're going to come out here. We're out here at a park. We're going to do a little bit of snapping. It's important for me to always snap during the off season. We'll go back home. We'll take a little bit of a break, and then we're going to go hit the gym.
All right. Well, I know he's got his partner here to help him do some long snapping. These guys are going to get warmed up. In the meantime, the Houston Texans are also doing some things this offseason, putting on some youth football camps. And we had a chance to catch up with Case Keenum as he talked to the kids about safety.
You know, obviously I had some great coaches that were, really well, knowledgeable about, safety issues and stuff and tackling the right way and keeping your head up and, not that I had to tackle a whole lot, but, still need to know. So, it's great what they're doing today. So I think it's pretty cool how they teach it at a young age. So it's, kind of forming good habits at a young age.
So John, Case getting a little time working out with the kids. How often do you get a chance to work with some of these kids and maybe teach them exactly what you're doing here today?
I try to work out with them as much as I possibly can. Anytime a kid's interested in long snapping, I like to be able to try to share, what I've learned and what's able to help me get to college and now play at the professional level.
All right, we're going to watch you do it. Kind of give us a rundown. Kind of tell us what you're doing a couple times as you're snapping here.
And, okay.
You got to introduce your partner.
This is my buddy Drew Ireland, a good friend of mine from college. He's been with me since the beginning. Catches my snaps for me almost every year. For me, it's always important to have a good surrounding cast. People that are going to push me, people that know me and expect the best out of me. And he's one of them, along with my beautiful wife over there in the corner. And that's why I like having these guys around. So basically a normal day for me, we get up early. We get out here, we start snapping. I like to do about 15 to 20 shorts to kind of get warmed up before I jump right into my longs, and that's kind of where we are right now.
So when you say shorts versus longs, how far back is he? What's the difference?
Shorts, obviously, field goal PAT is going to be 8 yards, maybe 8 1/4, kind of depending on where the laces are when they hit the front. And our punts, Shane's usually toes around 14 to 15, so that's kind of where we go.
All right, show us what you got.
Beautiful.
How fast is that ball coming at him?
I have no idea. Hopefully it's fast enough. And one of the reasons I actually like Drew catching me is Drew's caught me since college, so he's very, very familiar with how fast the ball's coming back. So he's a good judge for me to ask if it's coming back too slow, coming back too fast. So I honestly have no clue. Hopefully it's fast enough, though.
So you basically will do this every single day for an hour?
I'll do this every single day. It's not an hour. It's more repetition. Since we're just kind of easing right back into it, I like to try to get between 50 to 75 a day. Before camp shows up, I'll probably be between 125 to 150 a day. Snapping's all about repetition. It's comparable to a golf swing. The more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. My high school career, I snapped 3 hours a day, 250, 300 balls a day. And it's just become second nature to me. When he catches the ball, he should put it down. The laces should be directly forward. And when he puts it down, we want it here. Should the camera's getting him, which means he caught it and put it here. In all honesty, when it comes to laces, the laces are just being about with a consistent release. So I need to make sure my release is always the same. And then we just need to find the distance at which the rotation of the ball is getting the laces into the front. So, to here today, it's kind of hard to judge because we don't know exactly 8 1/4 seems to kind of be where we're at when I'm with Shane on the field. So today it's kind of hard to judge. We try to get as close to 8 1/4 here as we can, but that's why it's always better to work on a football field where you have yardages so you know exactly where you have to put it. To me, the most important thing is always going to be accuracy. On a punt, the laces aren't such a big deal. There's a few guys in the league that, guys that did it for a while, probably like Patrick Manley and Jennings from San Francisco there for a couple years that could, at 14 yards, the laces will be up every time they snap a punt. But the laces are going to be the most important on a on a field goal to where I think overall accuracy is always the most important. So normally what we like to do after we get done with a good 15 to 20 rep session on field goals is I'll ask my buddy to go ahead and go back to longs, and we'll get ready to throw about 15 to 20 longs.
So at what point in your life, career, whatever, obviously you're a football player, did you kind of gravitate and know long snapping is maybe where your future was?
I never even suspected it to be part of my future. I had a coach come up to me in my high school year, and he asked me, hey, you want to learn something that might get you to college? And I just loved the game so much, I wanted to learn every aspect of it I could, so I started. And I taught myself how to do it my freshman year, got with my high school coach my sophomore year, and the rest is kind of history. I just fell in love with it.
All right, well, we're going to let you finish up, and then we're going to go work out with you a little bit later on. But right now, we have to take our first time out here on Texans Huddle. Don't go away. We've got a long, hot, sweaty day in store for us here on Texans Huddle. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside John Weeks. You got the snapping in the books. We're here at your lovely house. This is kind of your downtime. You kind of rest for an hour or so?
Yeah, this is downtime right now. We got a good, probably about a good hour to snap it in today. We had a good session. I think I snapped well today, so we're happy with that. And now we come back here. We relax for about an hour, hour and a half before we get ready to go crush the weight room.
Well, we're up here in your game room, which is very cool. A poker table, you've got some shuffleboard, you've got some air hockey, but a lot of memorabilia up here that I know means a lot to you as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think every kid growing up wants that game room and some memorabilia, especially as a sports fan. So, you know, me and my wife are big air hockey players, so we play a bunch of air hockey. Sometimes I can have the guys over to play poker and shuffleboard, so it's always great to have around the house. You know, for the memorabilia, couple of my favorite pieces back there. I have a Joe Namath signed helmet. I grew up a big Jet fan, both my parents being born and raised New Yorkers. So, you know, that's definitely a special piece I really like. I got a bunch of the guys that signed the J.J. Watt Classic bat, which is kind of fun. I like that up there. And a good buddy of mine who went over to Afghanistan a little while ago, he had a flag flown over Afghanistan for me, and he put that in a little case, which is pretty special.
You got, of course, the two jerseys up here, Houston Texans jersey, and, of course, your Baylor Bears jersey.
Yeah, my Baylor Bears jersey. I love that thing. That thing's a classic. Kind of a scary picture. That happened right after me and my two teammates got voted team captain, so it was really unexpected. But, you know, everything in here I love, and I'm real proud of it, and it's a good little fun spot for me to be.
Well, you know, I find it kind of interesting when you talk about being from Baylor, and you guys as a unit, you special teams, you kickers, you snapper guys, you're all kind of from here. Boswell, of course, went to Rice. Shane's an A&M guy. Randy Bullock, an A&M guy. And I know you all are good friends. You just got back from Cabo with the Bullocks. So you really are kind of a tight little unit, and you're all kind of have the Texas ties.
Yeah, definitely. I think you have to be, you know, especially in our positions, we all rely so much on each other that you have to be that close, tight-knit little kind of family because we all trust each other to do our jobs, and that's what makes it easy for us.
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about Shane, you know, a guy that came in last year, and you kind of chuckle, and I know you guys are very close and very tight, but it always goes back to Shane, like you said. He is, you know, one of the greatest of all time, and just kind of tell us what he's brought to this staff and to this team.
You know, Shane brings a leadership and a respect that's just, you know, it's almost hard to put in words. You know, I mean, there's not a guy in that locker room or in that coaching staff that doesn't respect what Shane does, what he's capable of doing on the field and everything he's accomplished. And with all that experience that he has, sorry, Shane, you know, he's almost like having another coach on the field. He's very intelligent. He knows special teams in and out. And, you know, he helps us make changes, and it's great to have him out there.
Well, guess what? I recently had a chance to sit down and chat with him. Let's just kind of start with kind of putting last year behind us a little bit. Just sort of what do you kind of individually and then as a team sort of take away from last season?
From last year, I mean, you know, I think as a team, we just got to understand what went wrong, pretty much. I mean, and it's tough to do. I mean, you know, a lot of people wanted to point the finger at Matt, and a lot of people wanted to point the finger, you know, at coaching or, you know, a whole different. There's an abundance of things that went wrong. I mean, that's not the only thing. And, you know, as a team, I think the best thing we do is just learn from it and move forward. And the faster you can turn the page, the better off we're going to be.
How much change is there for you personally, or for special teams, for you guys as a unit? It's not like, I mean, you're one of the few coaches that actually is still on from a day-to-day basis out there at OTAs and these mini camps. What's different?
I kind of took a different approach this year myself. Usually in OTAs in the past and mini camps in the past, I limited my kicking to, I wouldn't say bare minimum, but, get a workout here and there, and actual kicking was, very few and far between. This camp, I've kicked every single day, and I feel like I've gotten better with it and getting more comfortable with some, situational kicks that we're going to try to use this year. And I think I'm just trying to take a different approach to see how it works. I kind of did the other way for 14 years. I was like, let's do something else. The other way kind of got boring to me, I guess you would say. And I kind of got comfortable with some of the stuff I was doing. Now I'm trying to add a few more things that can kind of help me out and help the team out.
So, I mean, I would think from a mixing it up standpoint, it would almost seem like at this point in your career would have gone the other way.
Right.
Where, you kick all this time, now I'm going to work on some, maybe nutrition or whatever, where you're kind of almost ramping it up here.
Yeah, because I don't know how much longer I'm going to get to play. And, it's times like this. I've already, I look at my career in like stages. I wanted to get the first contract. I wanted to get on a team, first of all. Then I wanted to get to the next contract. And then Oakland paid me really well. And now, money is not the object to me anymore. My family is fine. And I want to win. I mean, I'm tired of losing. And I don't want to just go to the playoffs. I've been there. I've been to the Super Bowl. I've lost it. I haven't won it yet. But, and I'm now at the stage of now all I care about is having a lot of fun with the teammates and winning football games. That's it.
Always a good interview, and I know, as you said, a good teammate, a great leader. What's, if you can take one thing away from him, what has he taught you?
If there's anything Shane has taught, it's how to be a true professional, how he carries himself on and off the field, how he works at practice, how he works, outside of practice, that kind of stuff. Those things are all little things that you just kind of take away from the guy. And he's been doing it for such a long time at such a high level. Those things that you really need to focus on.
All right, we have to take another timeout here on Texans Huddle, but what's next? What do you have in store for us?
Well, we're going to recuperate for just a little bit because it was a little hot outside. We're going to get a little protein shake in us, and then we're going to head to the weight room.
We're going to head to the weight room. And this time, just so you know, the only way he would do this is if I worked out with him. So I'm going to change clothes. We're going to go work out.
We're going to work out in the jungle, is what we call it. Yes.
All right, we'll be right back. Welcome to Athletic Body Mechanics on the south side of Houston. Patty Smith alongside John Weeks as we continue our day in the life of a long snapper. I promised I'd work out with him. We're here in the gym. This is not the kind of gym I'm used to working out in. There's no machines. There's no air conditioning. There's no towels. This is like the real deal.
This is the real deal. I've been coming here for over a year now, and every time I come here, the workouts get harder and better each time. So I'm looking forward to you trying it out.
All right, well, tell me a little bit about this place, why you chose this. I know you've got a trainer here who looks like he's going to just really kick our butt.
Yeah, he is. He does a good job with that. Alan Langford, I've worked with him for over the year. He's a college football player, ex-pro player, really knows his stuff. We got together, and I was able to tell him what I was looking for, and, he's challenging me every day I've been here, and that's what I love. I love the challenge, and I love the grind of it. So, the fact that we got a training facility that's about 120 degrees, we're going to get sweaty. It's going to get sweaty and gross, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, sweaty and gross, of course, immediately makes you think of training camp coming here at the end of the month in July. But really, it's important for you guys. Everybody kind of nowadays comes to camp in shape. Camp used to be back in the day where you came in and got in shape. It's not like that anymore.
No,
this is a pretty important
anymore.
Part of your offseason.
Absolutely. There's one thing you don't want to miss a beat with when you get to camp, and that's not being in shape. You want to be at the top physical shape as soon as you get there. And, that's what every guy's training to do right now. Everyone's working hard trying to make sure they're in good shape when camp comes. And the one thing I love about this is there's nothing like the Houston heat, and this place gets me ready for it.
All right. Well, unfortunately, he's going to get me ready for it, which I don't have to be, but I am at your mercy. I promised I would do it, so let's go get a workout. What are
Absolutely.
We working today?
It's going to be great. We got a lower body leg day, so it should be a lot of fun.
Oh, mercy. All right, let's do it. This isn't even the workout. This is just the warm-up. Okay, I can do this. Curls.
Over the head,
right? That's how we're doing. Hold on.
We're not lunging, are we?
Well, I'm catching up.
Just
Got enough to learn?
Aren't we done yet? Yeah, I counted 15. This is the ACL repair version of this maneuver.
Greg, I hope you caught that. That's the first tap out.
That's not a tap out.
That's first tap
this
out.
This is safety. This is safety first. Your little groin injury is nothing compared to my ACL blowout.
Come on, Ben.
I'm not doing that.
20 of them.
Why does mine bounce all over the place? Yours comes right back to you.
It's kind of a snapper thing.
You're sweating, I'm
and
not.
That's the warm-up. Oh, big guy. Big guys don't need reason to sweat. We just do it.
Courtney and I got put on the girl workout. That's right. Maybe this is the higher end one. Bargain for. I just want to shoot a show.
The grind is real. You gotta do what you can to get better.
Appropriate.
Let's do it.
She's on it, I'll kill her.
He has no idea I'm back here. Well, we did it. You wore me out.
That was a good one. It was hot today. It was hot, and Alan put us through a great workout today. Langford crushed us, but I feel great. I mean, I'm soaked, and for everyone who watches this, if you saw me with my shirt off, I do apologize, but that's the only way I could get through it.
Who says that the long snappers and the kickers don't work out? The question is, would Leckler be able to do what you just did?
I'm sure Leckler could do it with his eyes closed. It's Shane Leckler we're talking about.
So. It is Shane Leckler. All right, we have to take one final time out here on Texas Huddle, but don't go away. We'll be back to wrap things up, as well as talk a little Operation Finally Home. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Huddle. John and I have our workout in for the day. It's been great following you around. But, you know, another thing I want to talk to you about is the entire Texans organization really is proud to honor their military. You grew up an Air Force brat, and I know that's something that's very important to you guys as players.
Absolutely. You know, you can't say enough about what the men and women do for our country that are in the military, and we appreciate everything they do for us. They're the real heroes. So anything that any of us can do, everyone's happy to do it.
Well, each and every year, the entire Texans organization gets behind Operation Finally Home, and we were out there for the groundbreaking.
Today, we're proud to announce that your family has been chosen to receive a custom-built mortgage-free home in Houston, Texas.
What was it like when you found out the news you had a football game?
I didn't believe it. I mean, they told me it was Veterans Appreciation Day, and I was like, oh, that'd be awesome to go to. But when they sat at the house, I was like, somebody needs to pinch me or something, because I don't believe this is real. can be wrong.
The issues we're having right now with the veterans that are coming back is, and especially with the economy, is they can't go get a mortgage without that job history. And, you know, when a young man like this who's living off his disabilities and trying to go to school full-time doesn't have that job history, we can go apply for a mortgage. So the American dream's out of their reach right now. We picked the right family. That's what it's all about, is looking for the families that are trying to help themselves. That's all we're doing, is helping them help themselves.
What's like saying the people helping make this happen?
I like to say a lot of things to people. I would like to hug Aaron and shake every single person's hand if I could.
But for him to want to shake our hands and hug us is quite the opposite than what you would think. I believe everybody here wants to shake his hand and give him a hug and thank him for what he's done for us. So we'll certainly make it possible, but I think it will be, in return, something the rest of the folks here will appreciate as much as he will.
Definitely proud to be part of the Texans organization after that. And, you know, I'm so happy that you were a part of this show this week. But that's not all. John is going to be with us throughout the course of the season. Once the regular season kicks off, we've got a new segment we're going to be introducing and doing each and every week called Oh Snap. Get it? No pun intended. Total pun intended. But you're going to be doing a lot of fun things with us, with your teammates, maybe some practical jokes, maybe show
yeah.
off the right personality a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, it should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. It should be a good time for sure.
All right, well, that's all the time we have for this week's show, but be sure to be with us next week. Mark Vandermeer will be back. Unfortunately, we got to bid you adieu as the co-host, but Mark will be back, and we will be back right here in our regular time slot on Texans Huddle. We'll see you next week, everyone. I'm a reporter. This is
That's
what we
great.
Do. I'm exercising my...
We should switch, and we'll hold the camera and let him get on it.
Yeah. Now we'd see some sweat coming off, that's for sure.